Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Wednesday, October 5th, 2022. On Monday, a 34-year-old attempted to carry out an arson attack on the Iranian embassy. The man poured a liquid on the sidewalk in front of the building in Dahlem and ignited it, after which guards took notice and detained him until officers arrived. No one was reportedly injured, and the man was released from police custody after his ID was recorded, though his cell phone, with which he is to have filmed the act, was confiscated. And further investigations are being carried out by the State Security Service. There have been ongoing protests in Iran since the death of the Kurdish woman Mahsa Amini. The 22-year-old was arrested by the morality police in Tehran on September 13th, apparently because she was not wearing an Islamic headscarf according to the rules. Amini collapsed under unexplained circumstances at the police station after her arrest and was pronounced dead in hospital 3 days later. According to the Oslo-based organization Iran Human Rights, at least 92 people have been killed so far in the protests. And in light of the violent actions of Iranian authorities, the United States has already announced further sanctions against Iran. And Germany and other EU countries are also reportedly preparing sanctions. Due to numerous organizational problems and glitches in the federal election in Berlin, the federal government wants to have the vote in the capital repeated in about 300 of the nearly 2,300 polling stations. A corresponding proposal was sent to the Federal Election Review Committee, which is to vote on it in October. The representatives on the Federal Committee met again after the Berlin Constitutional Court hearing last Wednesday in order to discuss what the court's ruling means for dealing with the federal election. On German Unity Day, numerous Monday demonstrations once again took place in Berlin and Brandenburg. Most of them were officially about high energy prices, the Ukraine war, and the Corona policy. According to police, 1,400 participants moved from Potsdamer Platz to Babelplatz in Mitte, and several isolated confrontations and individual arrests were reported. However, a police spokeswoman said that the demonstration was mainly free of disturbances. The protest had the motto, "Heating, Bread, and Peace, Protest Instead of Freezing," and was organized by an alliance of mostly left-wing groups. The demand for the new 29-euro ticket for local public transport continues to be high. On Saturday, at the start of the discounted offer, long queues formed in front of the BVG sales points at Alexanderplatz and at the Bahnhof Zoo station. An RBB reporter spoke of waiting times of up to 3 hours at the counters. Unlike the 9-euro ticket, the transitional solution can only be purchased online or in customer centers of the BVG or the S-Bahn. Isolated reports from customers that there had been server overloads at the BVG were not confirmed by a company spokesman at the request of RBB on Friday. And on Saturday, such developments were not observed. The 29-euro monthly ticket is generally only valid in Berlin and only for the A and B zones during the months of October, November, and December. The Senate had introduced the offer as a successor solution to the 9-euro ticket, which was intended to relieve passengers for 3 months during the summer. And in order to benefit from the 29-euro ticket, customers must already have an annual subscription or take out a new one. And after 3 months, there is an extraordinary right of cancellation. The future of public transport fares is still open and depends not least on whether the federal and state governments agree on a standardized nationwide system by then, and they are currently negotiating the financing. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.